Hare Krishna. Why long for the pleasure that never stays for long? We all are pleasure-seeking creatures. And naturally, we look for pleasure. And because of the materialism present in the outer world and the materialistic conditionings in our inner world, we tend to equate pleasure with material pleasure. Especially with that most glamorized form of material pleasure, that is sensual pleasure and specifically sexual pleasure. But such pleasure is inescapably temporary. Our senses, not most people think that we cannot enjoy because we don't have the sense objects. Oh, I don't have the money to go to a 5-star hotel and eat delicious food. I don't have a partner who looks good enough or whatever. Because we don't have the sense objects, we think we are not able to enjoy. But even if we had the best sense objects, still our senses have a limited capacity to enjoy. And that capacity cannot be extended no matter what we do. So Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nateshuramate buddhaha. He says, Nateshu Ramate Buddha, the wise people do not delight in that pleasure. Teshu. What is the nature of that pleasure? Samsparshaja Bhoga. The pleasure that comes by the contact of the senses with the sense objects. What is the problem with this pleasure? Dukkhayonaya evate. He says that leads to misery. What is a misery? Adyantavantah Kaunteya. It has a beginning, it has an end. So before that, we are craving for it. And after it ends, we are lamenting, oh, it's gone. When will I get it next time? So actually, when we crave for this pleasure, when we long for this pleasure, most of the time goes on in that craving. And that craving is not joyful, that craving is painful. It is like a rope within our heart. Asha Pasha Shadair Baddha, Krishna says in 16.11. And this rope pulls and pulls and pulls us. And we just can't break free from the rope, but no matter how much we chase, go along with that rope, at the end of the pull, we just get a tiny bit of pleasure. So for example, people when they get attached to some sense gratification, they may get that pleasure for a few minutes in a day, but 24 hours a day they are craving for it. And in life, we get this pleasure probably from puberty till middle age or late middle age, after which the body loses the capacity to enjoy. And yet, so much time, and people just keep craving. And essentially, this craving means dissatisfaction and misery. So why court such misery? Why long for the pleasure that never lasts for long? Instead, we can turn towards Krishna, we can understand our spiritual nature and seek spiritual happiness. In the previous verse, Krishna talks about this. Bahya sparsheshva asaktatma vindatyatmani yatsukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. So he says, Bahya sparsheshva asaktatma. Such a person becomes detached from external pleasures. Vindatyatmani yatsukham. And the person seeks happiness within. Sa brahma yoga yuktatma. Such a person being connected with Brahma, with spiritual reality, sukham akshayam ashnute. That person attains unlimited happiness. So instead of longing for sense objects, if we learn to long for Krishna, the longing for Krishna actually intensifies our remembrance of Krishna. And in remembrance of Krishna itself, there is happiness. Even if we are not yet close to Krishna, but just in remembering Krishna, we get great happiness. So, rather than longing for the pleasure that doesn't stay for long, we can long for Krishna and He will stay. He is already there with us and He will be with us forever. And the pleasure that we get in remembering Him is supremely fulfilling and supremely lasting, eternally lasting. Thank you. Hare Krishna.